From JMI Wealth, this Tuesday morning, Andrew Kelleher, greetings to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Now, very interesting, this business with Sky yesterday, and the fact when you learnt that Spark was locked out, didn't even get a tilt.
Didn't even get a look in, yeah. So you spoke to Martin Stewart after we spoke yesterday morning, didn't you, the Sky CEO, and so we've had the 24 hours of the news cycle. We've also had a trading day, so we saw a good jump in the Sky Sport or Sky TV share price yesterday, up 17 cents, that's 19%, back to $1.06. So it's been a bit of a roller coaster ride for the old Sky shareholders over the last few days, hasn't it, with the share price up and down. Sky said, I said Sky needed to lock in those Sanzar rights, which is exactly what they've done, but a bit of a blockbuster announcement really, wasn't it, because they got the rights through to 2025 for, well, they got everything really, didn't they? Investec Rugby, Steinlager, domestic comps as well, including Farah Palmer Cup. But the really interesting bit was New Zealand Rugby becoming a 5% shareholder in Sky TV. Now, we don't have details on all the financial arrangements, but that 5% stake really does raise the commitment levels of both parties, doesn't it? I think the takeout from this, Mike, that we've got is what it really tells you is about the strength, and I don't know if I can say warmth, but it appears there is warmth of the relationship between the two parties. These are clearly trusted partners, aren't they? I mean, Sky's been through all that development of professional rugby in New Zealand, so it just goes deeper than the marquee events. It goes to Heartland Rugby, First 15 Rugby, Sky's commitment to that Farah Palmer Cup. And, yeah, as you say, Spark didn't even get to negotiate, but you would have thought the job gets pretty hard for Spark from here on in, doesn't it, with that tie-up between New Zealand Rugby and Sky Sport. Now, New Zealand Rugby maintains it will do what's best for the game over time, and it won't conflict them in future negotiations. We'll just have to wait and see on that front, won't we? And then there is a bit of a question mark over Commerce Commission and wholesale arrangements, and I think we're just going to have to also wait and see how that one pans out as well, though. But they locked it down. Well done. Good job.
Yeah, big day for Sky. Now, Fisher and Paykel Healthcare, one of the great stories, and more good news.
Yeah, another upgrade. So Sky, not the only NZX company, make an announcement yesterday. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare announced another upgrade to their guidance. So things are going well. There was only a small upgrade, but positive nonetheless. Annual revenue upgraded, now expects annual revenue of $1.19 billion, was previously $1.17, pushes their net profit after tax up to the $255 to $265 million range. That's about $10 more than it previously was. So they're getting good news out of the States, so a clearance to sell their new Viterra face mask. And they continue to benefit from low New Zealand dollar, exporter, low New Zealand dollar, good news for them. Look, their share price pretty full. There's a lot of good news built into the share price, but didn't stop it going higher. New all-time high, $18.32, up just under 8%. Happy shareholders, Mike.
And how did the markets handle the Brexit? So over the weekend, there was Ireland. And there was a pathway, then there was Europe saying no, too big a leap of faith. So what do we read into all of this?
Well, we're on the countdown now, aren't we? 2 weeks to go, and so we're waiting to see what is going to happen. So we did see a big move, just indicative of what we may see over the next couple of weeks. We saw quite a big move in the value of the Great British Pound at the end of last week on some of that optimism around a potential deal. So the pound went from 1.22 US to 1.27 US dollars. So that's quite a big move in currency terms. Against New Zealand dollar, went from 0.517 down to 0.49. 7.8, just sitting above 0.5 now. So I think what that tells us is we're going to see lots of volatility over the next couple of weeks as the news flow suggests a deal or no deal. I think you still have to favour a no deal outcome given the complexity of the problems that they haven't been able to resolve for 3 years, but maybe an extension becomes the favoured outcome now. But you know, look, just so much to look at there over the next couple of weeks.
That is true. What are the numbers?
So the Dow Jones hovering around where it was, 26,819, so it's up 3 points, so no real change. S&P 500, 2,967, down a couple of points. And the Nasdaq, 8,052, also down a couple of points, so not a great deal of change in the US markets. The FTSE 100, 7,213, they were down 33. The Nikkei, 21,798, they gained over 1% yesterday. The Shanghai Composite also up over 1% to 3,007. The ASX 200 put on 36 points, about 0.5%, 6,642. And we put on 103 points yesterday, Mike, up 0.94%, got over that 11,000 mark, 11,026. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar a little bit weaker this morning, 0.6298 US, 0.9295 Aussie, 0.5711 Euro, 0.5014 pounds, 68.25 yen. Gold trading just under the 1500, 1492.8, and Brent crude $58.99.
Have a good one, mate. Andrew Kelleher at jmiwealth.co.nz.